it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Oh, no!
All right, we've got some important information to go over. Dwight is back.
Hey!
We got Sasquatch, 6'8". And a half. The super had secret...
Had to take a sick day yesterday. I slipped and fell. And what are the odds of that getting stuck up there?
I know.
1,000,000 to 1, right?
I know.
Million to one.
Well, the good thing that the doctor has taken things out of there a bunch of times.
Actually... Thank you for checking on me.
You're welcome.
I had about, six or seven little toy horses stuck inside of me.
Yeah. Mm.
You called yesterday and you said, hey, my partner's in there. He's got six or seven toy horses stuck in him. What's his condition? And the doctor told you stable. All right.
Wow.
It's already time for joke of the day.
Okay, here's $5.
It's not a $5 offense.
No.
It's $2.
Okay, here's
$2.
No, you know what? I'm willing to give him some credit. I'd knock it down to $1.50.
Oh, $1.50.
Okay. All right.
Here's not that people carry change anymore.
I do.
Okay, why is your dollar crumpled up? What are you, 11?
Look at the glitter on
okay.
it.
Okay, super secret locations for the five... For the five thunder fireworks around town.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
You're saying this got leaked?
It got leaked.
Oh, no.
So.
Accidentally, I'm sure.
Five, yeah. Which is not by accident, Pentangulum.
Yeah.
So Saturday's thunder fireworks locations. Someone opened had an open records request, I guess, for people that had fireworks permits. And they got it. And then they posted it yesterday online to let you know where they are.
I love it.
Now, Will Clark, that wasn't you, was it?
No, I retweeted the original one, and then it was that boulder of chaos started rolling, and we can't put it back.
You can't put it back. So it was funny because most of the local news stations were laughing about it, going, but we're not going to report it.
Why do you have them in parks where people can gather, leak the information, and then say, don't come?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think...
Hey, wait. Don't you think, honestly, since the information has been leaked, and Governor Andy Beshear tells us how dangerous COVID-19 is, we should probably cancel it. That would be in our best interest to cancel the fireworks to make sure nobody goes. Wouldn't you think so?
Stop saying that.
I'm serious. Because
so we're not going to disclose the locations, right, Sasquatch, Mr.
Right.
Bruce Person?
Now, I will put this out there, and Dwight will probably concur with this thought, is do not go to the locations because they're out there. If you've got Twitter and more than 15 seconds of free time, you'll find them. But if you find them, A, don't go to the locations, and B, if you know somebody who has PTSD or has, you know, issues with fireworks sound, you have pets that are skittish, use the information to act accordingly.
Oh, for your benefit.
Help, to help those people who have, you know, veterans with PTSD or they're noise sensitive, there are certain types of autism that there's sensory issues, there's 99% of dogs are going to lose their crap.
Not if they get a thunder jacket from Feeder Supply.
Nice drop. Okay, so we're not going to publish the news, but it was easy enough to do. They're telling us now, Kentucky Derby Festival is saying if people show up or there's a lot of momentum for people to go to these locations,
you must have
will be forced to cancel.
Why?
They'll shut it down.
Why do you have fireworks and then don't have people show up to see them?
There's an addendum to that. They will be forced to cancel if people show up, unless they have a Derby Festival pin.
Right.
Then they're going to be fine.
the special $10 derby pin. Okay, so we're not going to publish it. That's happening Saturday, which means we're getting closer to Derby and barreling towards that. So don't go to the locations.
2 weeks from Saturday.
Look, I like Thunder, but I like broadcasting for Thunder. It's a lot of fun, but it's fun. It's a fun event.
That makes one of us.
It's a fun event.
Hey, look, it's 1 year. It's going to be weird, but we'll get through it, and then we'll go downtown next year and do stories about people tipping over Port-a-Johns.
That and whoever, what do they call the button that you get to push?
That's called...
Oh, the Thundernator?
That's called the Thundernator button.
Thank you, Lance.
This is our third. No, actually, this is Wayne Hettinger.
Oh.
Listen, it's 35 years we've been doing this, and it's getting more spectacular. Last year, we had 2,050,000 fireworks, and this year, we have 2,050,000
It's not
and one Mr. fireworks.
Mr. Hettinger, it's not 2 million.
Yes,
sir.
No, it is.
No, it's more closer to 39,000. It's not
this
an
year
accurate number.
We got two more fireworks.
Okay, hey, listen. As reported yesterday, legalized marijuana has jumped into another state. Welcome, New Mexico.
Hey.
If you're keeping score at home for states that have recreational marijuana, that makes it 17. And, of course, Kentucky, this is what I'm running on, but yet it's not going to get through. It's still not doing it.
And staying on the topic of people who have more fun things than Kentucky, Arizona yesterday approved sports betting, putting them ahead of Kentucky. Yes.
Right.
Look, are we as bad as West Virginia? Yes or no?
Well,
it depends.
Overall, living.
Let's see.
I think we got it by a nose.
Okay, we're better than West Virginia by a tad.
Maybe.
Okay.
Day ain't over yet.
Well, I say that because no doubt I can't argue that.
Yeah.
Can't argue that. So at least we're not West Virginia, totally desperate, right?
Okay.
At least we're not doing this program, and don't think we might not be.
Okay.
West Virginia is now offering $12,000 in cash to move to the state of West Virginia and work remotely.
Wow, you could buy a house for that there.
More than that.
Wait, for how long? What are the terms?
I think it's a year. So here's the deal. I'm not sure what the year is.
A year without my wife, and I get $12,000.
But you're in West Virginia.
So I got to do a year in West Virginia, but I only get $12,000 for that.
So here's the deal. It is incentives up to $20,000. Up to $20,000. The cash part of it is $12,000. They say no questions asked. Plus, you get a year of free recreation at the state's various public lands. That's valued at
$2,500. That are free to
begin
with. Okay.
It's a park.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Yes.
How many women are standing on their wooden front porch next to a 1916 washing machine with a baby on their hip and a cigarette in their mouth screaming, "Where's my $12,000? I've been here for 15 years.
Can you live in a nice resort town, or do you have to live in an opium den?
No, it says West Virginia. That's
anywhere.
All it says is to move into West Virginia. They say the total value to a person is $20,000. The initiative was made possible by a $25 million donation by Intuit's executive chairman and CEO. He says they need people to work remotely for their company, and they want to help West Virginia out.
Will Clark, that could buy a lot of possum fritters.
It could.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's the only one that's potentially worse than this horrible idea is there was some little one horse town in Mississippi that was offering the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, look, West Virginia and Mississippi are just neck and neck for places I never want to ever visit.
Yeah, but this one's like no questions asked, $12,000 cash, and then incentives up to 20. The other ones were $10,000. It was paid over like a year or something like that, and you had to stay 3 or 4 years or whatever it is. But so West Virginia,
look,
at least we're not so desperate.
Go to West Virginia?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not. At least we're not so desperate we're offering cash.
Yeah.
Yet.
Right. Let's go back.
The only reason we're not is because we don't have it.
Yeah. Ask people waiting for their unemployment.
Yeah, that's true.
true.
Let's go back to New Mexico, where they just legalized. They're now embracing recreational
marijuana.
But
does really anything change in New Mexico, whether it's legal or not?
Of course
not. I mean, isn't everybody stoned in New Mexico anyway?
Of course not. But they don't want to be the ones to miss out on opportunities. So now Uber is preparing to strike while the joint is hot. No pun intended.
What?
CEO of Uber, Dara.
Company.
Name is way too long and complicated for me to get through.
Dara.
It's never made a profit.
Don't care.
It's probably worth $1 billion, though.
It's worth $12 billion, but it's never turned a profit.
This show's never made a profit, but we still have fun.
No, we profit in love. That's what we do. We manufacture love. And what?
Well, that's debatable.
Yeah.
You're the master.
Well, so the CEO of Uber is looking into a new route for Uber, and it's going to be cannabis delivery. Once the appropriate changes are made by the federal law, it's going to be legal to do so. So not only can you use recreational marijuana in New Mexico, but soon, well, you can call 420 or whatever. I'm sure they're going to have like a special little 420, get weed delivered to you.
Let me take a guess. The Uber driver gets the call, takes him 5 minutes to get to the dispensary, and 45 minutes to get to your house.
And his eyes are bloodshot when he gets there.
You got most of it.
At some point, somebody's going to do some sort of challenge to where they're going to do a bunch of stuff but never leave their house. Like, look, I'm not going to leave my house for a year. I'll have my weed delivered, my booze delivered, my food delivered.
Yeah.
I won't have to – here's the deal. I won't have to have contact with another person for a year my house.
Or as I call it, heaven.
I was just going to say, for Dwight, isn't that just every day?
Yeah. The only time I leave is on Fridays. We go to Barano's, and then that's it.
All right, let's do birthdays. Can we want to do birthdays here?
Sure.
We got all of us here?
Yes.
All right. So it's a pretty good list. These are the last two or three days here on your birthdays, and it's mostly people that we know. Claire Danes. My So-Called Life, Romeo and Juliet. She was Homeland. She's the main character in Homeland. How old, Sasquatch, is Claire Danes?
Oh, I'm going to say 47.
Dwight?
Boy, she's awful hot, too. I will say that Claire Danes, otherwise known as the...
The Great Dane.
The Great Dane.
No.
She's 52.
No, can't be that old. 44.
Closest, I believe, is David at 42 years old.
Oh, wow, she's that young.
Claire Danes is just 42.
Easy, Dwight.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
glad I didn't meet her at a party and go, wow, you look every bit of 53.
You want to have a sad note right now, Dwight?
Yeah.
She's 42 and too young for you.
I know.
Shannon, that kind of hurt me, too.
I know.
I'm like, damn it. Shannon Doherty. How old is Shannon Doherty? Charmed. Was she on 90210, I think, also?
And the show with Wilfred Brimley.
You won't get any older.
Oh, yeah. What was that called?
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
It was called Diabetes House.
You won't get any
older.
It's
not called the Diabetes House, David.
And you won't ever die.
You're right. It was called Diabetes House.
Diabetes House.
Shannon Doherty. How old is Shannon Doherty, David?
Shannon Doherty is 48.
Diabetes. I'm going to say Shannon Ford. Shannon Diabetes is 47.
I'm going to go on the high end. I'll take 51.
Ooh, my man Sasquatch, Shannon Doherty, is 50 years old.
Wow. Hey.
Oh.
Okay.
And a bucket of crazy.
The guy that, who's the one actor that can play Mexican roles and Italian roles?
Ooh, Antonio Banderas.
Andy Garcia. How old is Andy Garcia today? Godfather 3, The Untouchables, Internal Affairs, When a Man Loves a Woman, Ocean's 11. 12 and 13.
How the hell is that old? I think Garcia is about 56.
Okay, give me 58.
61.
What'd you say, Sasquatch?
I'm going to take 61.
Andy Garcia is 65 years old.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Andy Garcia. Ed O'Neill, one of my favorite actors of all time, Modern Family, and of course on Married with Children, one of the funniest. I love this guy. He got cut by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I never knew that.
Yeah, he was a football player.
I knew he was really good at Polk High.
Yeah.
You know, he scored how many more touchdowns in that game.
Damn it, you beat me to the question. How many touchdowns did he score?
Let's see. Al Bundy's every bit of 72.
What was his job on Married with Children?
He was a shoe salesman.
Yep. At where? Yep. At a women's shoe store. Okay. I still have that picture with the symbol for the woman and the cross through it.
Yeah.
And
what was it? No Ma'am?
Yeah, No Ma'am is the name. No Ma'am is the name of the group. All right. Ed O'Neill, Sasquatch, how old?
Oh, I think he's 70.
Dave.
74.
He is 75 years old
wow.
today.
Wow, looking good,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, looking good. Absolutely. Vince Gill, the country music singer.
Yeah.
Dwight, what do you think?
Also an Eagle now. I would say that the Puri Prairie League's Vince Gill is 70.
Not David, quite.
I don't think he's that old. I'm going to go 67.
64.
Vince Gill is 64 years old today. Woo, good job,
woo,
David.
Woo.
No introduction needed. Herbie Hancock. How old is Herbie Hancock? Sasquatch,
He signed the Declaration of Independence.
He did. Thank you.
That was signed in 1776.
Thank you, Chris Farley. Okay. How old is Herbie Hancock?
Oh. 80.
Oh, no, no, no. Herbie Hancock, 65.
I'll go 69.
Oh, yeah.
You are all low. He is 81
no
years
way.
Old today.
Wait, Sasquatch.
Everyone apologize to Sasquatch.
Sasquatch said 80?
Yeah, wow. I know. Yeah, I know. It's a good job, Sasquatch. All right, Ron Perlman. You know him from, he was Beauty and the Beast, Hellboy, Pacific Rim, Sons of Anarchy is
yeah,
what
that's
you know,
where I know
from.
Him from.
How old is Ron Perlman?
Ron Perlman is.
Last one, by
63.
The way.
Spent a lot of time on Cheers. Let's see. He's probably 68.
Sasquatch?
I think he's 55.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Ron Perlman, Hellboy, Pacific Rim, Sons of Anarchy is 71 years old today.
Happy birthday.
All right.
People that make much more than we do.
All right, run out of time. Let's do this joke of the day.
Let's do it. Okay. So this is a – hang on. Phone's ringing.
What?
Our boss. Yep. We're getting ready to do joke of the day right now.
You saw?
What? No, I was going to. What? No, my joke was about a duck riding a skate.
You saw?
No, we can't do the joke.
No.
Let me guess. You can't do the joke.
No, I can't do the joke I wanted. That was our boss. Evidently, yeah. Big horse racing has gotten to our boss.
Oh, darn it.
And now I got to do a joke that Big Horse Racing sent to prepare everybody for.
Well, it is okay. Derby season, and this segment is brought to you by TwinSpires.com.
Well, you can blame the guy in charge of Big Horse Racing if you want.
Who do I blame? Who's in charge of Big Horse Racing?
Bill Cox.
Okay, yeah, see, all right.
He
all
started, right. started TwinSpires.
I hate Big Horse Racing. All right, so here, instead of my joke about a duck on a skateboard, which was going to be really funny, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a joke from Big Horse Racing. A guy's walking through the country. He spots a sign that reads, Talking Horse for Sale. Well, he's intrigued, so he walks up to the stable to check it out.
A $1 million or something?
Yeah, he looks at the horse. He goes, So, horsey, what have you done with your life? Well, that's when the horse starts to say, I've led a full life. Well, I was born in the Andes. I herded it for an entire village. Years after, I joined the Mounted Police Force in New York and I helped the city get cleaned up. And now I spend all of my days giving free rides right here to underprivileged kids. Aww. Now the guy's flabbergasted.
What a great horse.
He looks at the horse and goes, man, that's fantastic. He looks over at the owner and goes, what a great horse, a magnificent animal. Why would you get rid of him? The owner said, because he's a liar. He never did any of that. not my joke. It's Big Horse Racing.
I did that one when it was a dog.
It's pretty good. All right, man, back after this. Sasquatch, great day.
All righty. Remember, stay away from thunder.
Yep, stay away from thunder locations.
Or don't.
News Radio 840 WHAS. Stick around.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. WHAS.
Little old Bam from Texas, ZZ Top. Hopefully we talk with Tom Rivers, who will be the new Duke of Edinburgh.
Yeah, there you go, sweetie.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Greg Galliott. Greg Galliott.
That was yesterday.
I've been thinking bats baseball. Greg,
the name of our game is fun.
It's fun. Greg Getcher, the sneaking deacon, he's going to tell us what to do in carjacking situations. Plus, Echo is going to join us, and Ashley Rodman all on the way this show.
So, you always make fun of the land of Canada.
I do, because they say stuff like, this is Canadian bacon. No, it's not Canadian bacon. It's ham.
It's right. Ham. It's correct.
No, but it's... Yeah. It's Canadian bacon.
I know.
No,
it's ham.
It's ham.
Right. Just say ham on the pizza.
Right.
Is that, you don't say Canadian bacon. And that's really the only place that it is Canadian bacon.
Right.
Is on a pizza.
Otherwise, it says, hey, can I have a Canadian bacon sandwich?
Go to the butcher shop.
You mean a ham sandwich?
Go to the butcher shop and say, give me some Canadian bacon. They'll go, what the hell's wrong with you?
I know.
So make fun of Canada.
Okay.
Because U.S. News and World Report ranked the 78, and I have no idea how they randomly chose 78 as the number, okay? Oh. Because there are, I don't know, 400 or 500 different countries, whatever it is. 78 nations. So they ranged them in categories of including economic influence, economic influence, military might, education, quality of life, and a couple other, like social purpose and social agility. I have no idea what that means. So here's the list. We get in. United States comes in at number 6.
Wow.
Number 6. Number 5, Australia. I wish I had a little ant. Australia cannot be number 5.
Sure they can.
Why?
Because they have armies of poisonous spiders.
That's what I'm saying. How can it be at number 5 if they have armies of poisonous spiders?
Because that's brilliant.
Okay. Number 4 is Switzerland.
Good chocolate, great watches.
A lot of people in dresses, singing and twirling.
And the flag is a big plus.
Snort worthy. Ah, Duke of Earl.
Oh, hey.
Ah.
Speaking of other countries.
Let's go across the big pond and talk to our buddy Tom Rivers over in London. Hey, Tom Rivers, good morning. How are you? Or what time is it in England? Like noon or something?
No, we're heading about 20 minutes to 3 in the afternoon.
So,
not bad, guys.
Ah, it's almost time to go down to the pub for a pint then. Or can you even do that? Are the pubs open at all? Yeah. What's going on in London now?
Yeah, that changed on Monday after, you remember question mark in the Mysterians, 96 tiers. Well, it's been 96 days, and finally the pubs opened up, at least the beer garden.
Good for
so,
you.
People were happy. Crying in their beer. They were so happy. But you can't drink inside a pub until the 17th of May. But you can go. In fact, a buddy of mine went to not all the pubs have beer gardens. So some of them remain closed. Others, though, they're quite clever. A buddy of mine went down to one and they have a parking lot next door. So basically, you know, they moved all the cars out and they put makeshift tables up. And you can be served out in the parking lot that way.
Well, Parliament negotiated with the COVID virus and said, look it, we'll give you to the 17th if we can have the indoors until then.
All right, Dave.
Okay,
so was there a WWE match at Windsor Castle? I believe that's the location for the funeral.
Yeah, well, I think that's on hold, guys. But
okay.
Apparently, according to the Daily Telegraph, William and Harry have picked up the phone and talked to each other. They haven't done a face-to-face yet. They may not see each other until Saturday morning right before the actual funeral. Yeah. But, you know, families are such that, the funeral's not going to last that long. They can put on their game face. And remember that they're not the focus of this day. It really is all about Philip. And then it's about the Queen. And then maybe, just maybe, on the backside of this, they can have some time to bury the hatchet. We'll have to wait and see on that.
Well, it just goes to show you that we're all flesh and blood. There's risks in every family, no matter if you're the royal family. But let's talk about the royal family for a second. Queen Elizabeth returned to work 4 days after losing her husband. But now, who will be the next Duke of Edinburgh?
Edinburgh. Yeah. I think the bookie's favorite is probably it'll bounce down to Prince Edward, the youngest child of Philip. And exactly, yeah, he's kind of a fifth wheel, but he may get it. Andrew would have been, you know, somebody that probably would have got it, but he's kind of tied up with some issues.
Don't say tied up. I mean, seriously.
That cost extra.
That might be the funniest thing you've ever said. But it is Duke of Edinburgh. That is, for everyone out there that doesn't understand what that means, what does that mean?
Well, it's just a nice ceremonial title. I mean, you know, you can be a duke, you can be a lord, you can be a lot of things. You can be an earl. You know, you can be the Duke of Earl.
Yes.
It's a nice little title to go along with prince. A bunch of ceremonial titles over here.
What is the worst ceremonial title? I mean, it's technically a title, but people go, that's it.
Right. They gave me what? I'm the what?
Duke of Shively.
What would be a good? I kind of a low ranking title would be like a CBE. You get an award from the Queen, but you're not a knight. Let's put it that way. You're kind of down the pecking order.
Whoa, so it's below getting knighted because you got Jagger and McCartney. These guys get knighted.
Yep. Yeah. They're up there. They're at the top, yeah.
Wow.
There's long been, obviously, the Queen, people have said that she's sort of an emotional cyborg, that she has real problems showing emotion at all. Has she shown a lot of emotion? Look, they were married for 70 years, and I know that's, it's got to be heart-wrenching, but She's only been seen to cry. I hand to God, I think it's only twice.
Yeah, but they teach him. They teach him in Queen School.
Yeah, well, never. But seriously, I think it's like she's cried twice in public in 70 years or something ridiculous.
And there were onions.
Yeah, in public, guys. Yeah, she really, really believes that, you know, duty is the first thing and the last thing. So you're absolutely right. That's the way she proceeds. She does not carry her emotions on her sleeve. Now, you and me have never been behind the scenes. We don't know how she reacts behind closed doors. But at least now, in public, whatever she's doing, if she's opening a hospital, if she's meeting charity workers, she always plays the role as the monarch.
Yeah, and, the stiff upper lip stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Learned that from 1952 onwards.
Yeah, and then I fake cried enough that I know. I think my personal opinion. I think the two times she cried in public was fake. She did the little finger thing to the eye, like, "Oh, she's crying." You don't know that. She just touched her eye.
Am I?
Hey, so okay, former MI5 spy chief Baron Parker is now the new Lord of Chamberlain. How does that position get filled? I got to think that's a pretty important when you're talking MI5.
I am the Lord of Chamberlain.
Wow!
But when you're talking MI5, yeah. That's a pretty important role to get filled, isn't it?
Yeah. How many girls before you're Lord of Chamberlain?
I guess it would sort of be like in American parlance, in the White House, your chief of staff.
Right.
What does that mean? You kind of pull all behind the scene and make sure everything goes according to plan. But, you know, the first order of business. It's to organize Saturday's funeral.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
wow.
A pretty
oh,
wow. Heavy item, but
no kidding.
It, you know.
Yeah. Don't screw it
don't
up.
Don't forget the caterer.
All right, Tom Rivers, stay safe over there in England and have fun. We'll talk to you soon.
Good talking to you twice this week. How about that?
Thanks, brother.
Take care, guys.
Hey, see you, Tom Rivers, all the way across.
Where did you leave off on that list, Tony, of best?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. Okay, so where are we?
Refreshes. What was the list again?
This was the U.S. News and Report ranked the 78 nations, top 78 nations, even though there's like 400. I have no idea. I didn't get that deep into the article to know why they just picked 78. So America came in at number 6, Australia at number 5, number 4 is Switzerland, number 3 is Germany, Number two is Japan, and number one is the land of Canada.
Oh,
Canada is the top, according to U.S. News and Report. It's economic influence,
yes,
military might, education, quality of life, all that kind of stuff is all thrown in.
Here's don't read any farther than that, because if you go farther, there's a category of racial equality. The U.S. finishes behind China and Iran. So take that for what it's worth.
China and Iran.
Okay. Who's at the bottom? Iraq, El Salvador, and Serbia are 76, I guess 76, 77, and 78. Or
what's wrong with Serbia? I always thought that was kind of nice.
Well, this time of year,
you know what,
yeah.
Dave? Let's pay for you to vacation in Serbia next year.
Sure, I'll give it a shot.
Hey, it's beautiful.
Clinton's not bombing it anymore, so it should be okay.
Take toilet paper with you. All right, man. Short break. We'll come back. News Radio 840 WHAS. Tony, Dwight, Dave.
Together. Cook and Reeves. So a lot of you went to spring break and took a van from Cook and Reeves, the luxury vans. That's the way to go. Spring break's once a year, though. Every single day, you might have to help mom and dad who are in wheelchairs or worse, stretchers to get to and from doctor's appointments, maybe just to get hair done. Whatever it is, you can't always be there every single day. That's where Cook and Reeves comes in handy. Just go to cookandreevesvans.com, click on wheelchair and stretcher transportation. Friendly drivers, dependable. You don't have to pay for an ambulance. That's really expensive when you deal with stretcher transportation, and they're far less expensive. That is the way to go. So when you need a lift, Cook and Reeves can get you there. And it can be something like, I want to go shopping. Mom and dad just want to get out. They'll get to know the drivers. They'll have fun. And it will take a little bit of that burden off your back. Cook and Reeves, cookandreevesvans.com. You can also schedule via the telephone, 836-7679.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.